Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the cozy confines here at the patio, the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas on a beautiful and glorious Texas fall day. It is a wonderful day outside and a great day to have another great pairing, which is what I have coming up for you. I'm stepping outside the box for part of today's pairing. You know, every so often I do like to kind of step outside my comfort zone and throw you guys a curveball. Well, I'm doing that today, not with a stick. I am pairing a Drew Estate Undercrown Sungrown with, here's the curveball, Tequila Ocho Plata. That's right, tequila. I think it's going to be a great pairing, so let's go ahead and cut the stick, pop the cork, and get to toasting. Now, the Undercrown Sungrown is a Toro 6x52 on the ring gauge. It has a filler that's Nicaraguan, a binder that is a Connecticut River Valley stalk cut and cured sungrown Habano, and that's a lot to say. The wrapper is an Ecuadorian Sumatra sungrown, and some of the leaves that are used to make the Undercrown Sungrown are the same leaves that are used in the Liga Privada T52. So it comes from a very good heritage. Now visually, it is a medium brown with kind of a slight red tinge to it. Almost no veining at all, tight seams, a double cap, and I did notice one small crack down near the foot. We'll keep our eye on that as the show goes on. Now on the nose, I pick up dried fruit like apples, mandarin oranges, cedar, and leather. It's got a really great aroma to it. Now, the Tequila Ocho Plata, not being a connoisseur of tequila, but after this episode, I'm probably going to get more into tequila. I went ahead and listened to experts on what I thought I should steer to try and get this pairing right. Now, the Tequila Ocho Plata is rated a 96 in the Ultimate Spirits Challenge, so it's very highly rated. And then on top of that, I looked at customer reviews, and out of 42 customer reviews, 31 were five-star ratings on Total Wine's website. So it looked like the experts thought very highly of it, and the customers thought very highly of it. So I thought this might be a good one to pair with this particular cigar. Now, Tequila Ocho began with the Camarena family back in 1937. Today, it continues on as a partnership between the family and renowned tequila expert Tomas Estes. For this pairing, I chose the Blanco, or silver offering, the clear tequila, because it is 100% agave grown on a single estate, extracted using a roller press, fermented in wood open-air tanks, double distilled in copper stills, and is 40% alcohol by volume, or 80 proof. Additionally, Blanco is usually the least aged among all of the tequilas, which gives it a little heftier profile, and I really thought that it might pair well with a cigar that has the kind of punch that the Undercrown has. So we're going to see if my guesses were right on this and see how these two go together. So let's remove the footband, give it a cut, and see what kind of cold draw we have. Now on the cold draw, I pick up herbs, cedar, maybe some nuts, and something that I could akin to maybe dry tea leaves. Let's go ahead and get this one warmed up. Very good volume of smoke right from the very beginning. on the light. I'm picking up wood, leather, spices, a good hint of black pepper, cherries, and maybe some coffee and cocoa. It's a very complex cigar. And right out of the gate, it seems to be a kind of a medium to medium full strength. Silver, clear. Can't really do much of a wonderful visual on this one because it is clear, but I can see that it's got a good viscosity to it. It clings to the sides of the glass very well. On the nose, that's got a really wonderful and complex aroma to it. I normally have tequila mixed in something, typically margaritas. But now my first real run-in with tequila many years ago, I remembered it just tasting like dirt. But I have since found that tequila is a much more complex beverage than what that really, really cheap stuff was that I had many years ago. So on the nose, I'm getting cooked agave, pepper, quite a bit of citrus, a little bit of earth, some floral notes, some herbal notes, and a hint of lime. All right, let's try this out. Very good. As I said with the visual, there was a lot of viscosity on the glass. There's a good viscosity in your mouth as well. I get not the old, this tastes like dirt from my younger years. I get cooked agave on the palate, a little bit of earth, citrus, a hint of mint, some minerally notes, both black and white pepper. And then again, like with the nose, some herbal notes and floral notes. Let's try these two together. These are going really well together. I had never really thought about tequila and cigars going together until you may have seen this. A video of Arnold talking about how great tequila and cigars were together a few weeks ago. And that got me thinking, I need to try this and just make a show out of it. These are going very well together. A lot of the notes from each of the palates are really kind of marrying together very well. I'm going to go ahead and burn the stick about halfway down and come back and give you an update.
Hey, stoners, I am back. As you can tell, we are about at the halfway mark. I am getting predominantly wood and earth from the stick with hints of cinnamon, coffee, cocoa, and something that I would liken to stone fruit. Something along the lines of apricots, plums, or nectarines. And the tequila ocho is marrying wonderfully with this cigar. So I'm going to go ahead and burn this the rest of the way down and come back and give you my final thoughts.
Hey, stoners. I am back. As you can see, we are almost down to the band. The glass is almost empty. Another episode is sadly coming to an end. This has been an excellent pairing. I knew it was a little scary there at first, not knowing, not having ever tried tequila and cigars before, but I think I did a pretty good job. The undercrown sun grown and the tequila ocho went very well together. There was a very good marrying of flavors, especially the herbal and floral and citrus notes from the tequila and the cigar that kind of went together really well. I was very surprised. I'm probably going to be in future episodes exploring this a little further, maybe going on to a Reposado and an Añejo tequilas that are aged a little more. The earlier on, the Blanco is not really an aged tequila, but I thought I needed it to keep up with the Undercrown, and I think I got that right. Overall, like I said, very good pairing. I would give the tequila a 4.9. Can't do 5.0 because I don't really have a good base to work from here other than margaritas. But it was very smooth. It was delicious. And I thought it went very well with the cigar. The Drew Estate Undercrown Sun Grown was a wonderful smoke. The only issue, as I noted, was a significant amount of unraveling all throughout the smoke. But having smoked many other Drew Estate offerings, I know that everybody's got one that comes up kind of a little worse on the manufacturing scale, but it was a delicious cigar. Taking into account the construction issues on this one, I would still give it a 4.8. Probably would have gone more like 4.9, but definitely need to try. If you've never had tequila and cigars, you need to try them. Be careful. As I noted to a friend of mine while I've been sitting here doing this, I was texting him, like, man, I've been trying this. This is awesome. This is great. I never would have really thought about it. And he's like, I'm scared of tequila. And I said, well, you got to be gentle with it. You got to sip it. This is not shooting tequila. So, like I said, definitely need to give it a try. Thank you for being here and spending some time with me today and learning a little bit about the tequila and cigar matchup. Stay with me. Be sure to hit like, subscribe, share, notify, ring all the bells, do all those kinds of things. Make sure you know when I drop new content. I'll be having a midweek short take at some point this week, and I will be having another great pairing for you coming next weekend. So be sure to watch out for that. Until then, keep your sticks dry and your stones cold. Have a great day.